Go from talk a little bit about your health to talk a little bit about business, welcoming in Will Green, the new president and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Will, welcome back. How are you, man?
Good morning, Brian. I'm doing well.
So first official day on the gig today, huh?
It is. Yes. Exciting. Great week to get started.
Well, a busy week to get started, to be sure. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But before that, I want to get to some of, you know, your priorities. Moving into the role, the direction you want to take Lob B, and what you would like to see, what's working, what would you like to see improved?
Sure. No, look, it's an exciting time to get started. We talked about that a little bit a few weeks ago when I came on. You know, we've got a lot of challenges before us, but there's also a lot of opportunities. And, you know, we've got a new governor-elect coming in, Jeff Landry. We've got a new commissioner of insurance. I think last time I checked, about 40% of the legislature is turning over. And so, you know, and each one of those men and women understand, you know, the challenges before us, the opportunities before us. And so, you know, because we do have so many things that we need to do, that we need to get accomplished, a lot of credit goes to, you know, to Jim Patterson and the team at Lobby for, you know, for kind of seeing all of the issues before us and putting together this LA23 plan. And so it is a broad-based plan. It's there's a lot of things in there on education, on workforce, on tax, on crime, and on economic development. And so obviously we can't tackle it my first day, my first week, probably not even my first year, but you know, we do want to get the things accomplished in LA23 in partnership with the new governor, the new commissioner, and the new legislature to move our state forward.
Of course, the LA23 plan is the surveys that went out, the massive canvassing that went out to determine where we want to see Louisiana actually by 2030, if I'm not mistaken. It's called LA23 because that's when all the hard work was done to put it together. Will, got to ask you, how do you triage that? How do you know what you want to tackle in each particular session moving forward?
Yeah, that's a good question. And so, you know, I think we've got like I said, it's not a 1-year plan, and we can't just go in. I mean, there's no silver bullet to turning the state around. And so what I plan to do is get in there, get with the staff, and then also go out and continue to talk with members. I mean, we're not a, you know, I'm from North Louisiana. I know that the challenges of North Louisiana are not necessarily the challenges of Baton Rouge or New Orleans or Lafayette or Lake Charles. And so I want to get out. I want to talk to members in Ruston. I want to talk to members in Lake Charles. I want to talk to members in New Orleans and, you know, kind of hear their troubles, hear their challenges, hear what, you know, what they think could be the possible solutions, and then take that back, discuss that with the staff, with legislators, with the governor, with the commissioner, and then sort of massage that down and figure out, okay, what is the wolf closest to the door? You know, what is step one? Right. And then once we get step one, then what's step two? And then hopefully, you know, it gets, you know, we start kind of running downhill a little bit, and then we start seeing the successes. We can feel it. We can touch it. We start moving Louisiana in the right direction.
Talk with Will Green, new president and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. So they have they given you the rundown on you know, getting from your office to the bathroom, to the break room? You know where the coffee's made yet?
Yeah, I think step one's coffee. And then, you know, we'll kind of go from there.
That tells you where step two is.
I've got to find that. Yeah.
Yes. But you're not new to the building, I guess, is where I'm going with this. There's some familiarization with the gig so that you can hit the ground running.
Sure. No. Look, that's one of the great things is that obviously almost 10 years ago, I worked at LABI, handled employee relations, handled tort reform. A lot of the great staff members that I worked with, that I fought battles with, are still there. And then when I left to go be the CEO of the Louisiana Auto Dealers Association, I stayed on many of those same councils and worked with a lot of the talented staff that's still there. And so I'm excited to get back and, you know, to kind of what I've always considered home at LABI, and LABI is just the tip of the spear for policy and free enterprise, and to go back and work with a lot of the people that I worked with and side by side, and then alongside at LADA.
How do you incorporate what your experience at LADA into this current role? Are there things you could bring over from that job to your use on this job?
Sure. Look, a lot of the success that I had at LADA was due to, you know, grassroots and, getting the message out using, you know, LADA. A lot of my members were, you know, local business owners, lived in the community, served the community. And so their voice was important to the community. And same with LABI. You know, a lot of people, I want your listeners to realize that most of LABI's members are small businesses. Mm-hmm. They live in the community. They serve the community. They hire in the community. They donate their time and their efforts and their dollars to charitable missions in the community. And so taking that model and you know, doing grassroots and listening and going around. And like I said earlier, that's how we got to get the message out. And that's how we have to find out, you know, what is important, what's burying businesses, what regulations, what taxes, what frivolous lawsuits are burying businesses in the community, and get that message out.
We're talking with Will Green, the new president and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. So it's been, I guess, about a month and a week or a month and 10 days since you were actually named to the gig versus your first official day on the job. What have you been doing over that month? How do you ramp up to make sure you're running today?
Yeah, so it's meeting with staff, meeting with members, trying to learn and listen, and so that when I can get in, again, I'm not behind the eight ball. I mean, I want to be ahead of the curve as much as I can. And I think a lot of that is just digesting the LA23 plan, finding out what's worked in the past, what hasn't worked in the past. One of my big things is not reinventing the wheel.
Let's talk about that. What has worked in the past?
Well, I mean, I think just, you know, like what we've talked about is the grassroots power of LABI. And so LABI for years, I mean, from Ed Steimel to Dan Juneau to Stephen Wagasback, has been a leader at the Capitol on free enterprise and issues. But we've also been really good. I mean, when I was there, we were really good at rallying the troops, at talking with other associations, at partnering with other associations on helping get out the message, on prioritizing issues, on working with with the governor's office, on working with the commissioner's office on things that are important, on things that move the needle. And so I think that's what works. And so we want to do that. We want to be collaborators. We want to be that resource. And we want to use our grassroots network to push good issues that move our state forward.
Will, got to ask you about something you had mentioned earlier. I want to take it back to the part where you were talking about meeting with members from all around the state. In Louisiana, we've had a history of being a number of different fiefdoms rather than everyone rowing in the same direction. How do you work through, when it comes to LA23, when it comes to your role as president, CEO, how do you work through those issues where something that affects the whole state versus individually, like you mentioned Ruston or Alexandria or Baton Rouge? I mean, we all have our own different infrastructure issues. Some of us have crime issues. Some of us have fewer crime issues. How do you work through what issue is going to rule the day?
Yeah. So one of the great things about LA23 was it wasn't just a plan that a couple of people came up with down in a bunker in Baton Rouge or New Orleans. It really was a broad-based plan that we came up with from listening tours, talking to real business people. Consultants from all over the country came together. We looked at what worked, in various states. It wasn't just, not reinventing the wheel. We didn't want to just throw a bunch of things against the wall to see what stuck. These are ideas that have stuck in other states. And so you're right. I mean, we're not a one size fits all state. We do have different challenges across the state, but this is such a comprehensive plan. And so, when you talk about taxes, when you talk about crime, when you talk about infrastructure, usually, generally speaking, when you talk about those things on a broad aspect, they are gonna check most boxes. And right. So that was important to go and actually talk to business people and find out, what's really going on in your community. And so that's why I think LA 23 is such a good comprehensive approach that can fit a business in Ruston, and it can fit a business in New Orleans, and it can fit a business in Alexandria.
Yeah, I bring it up because we've seen it in the past where I'll give you a perfect example. The folks in Lake Charles say we need a new bridge. Meanwhile, right here in Baton Rouge, we're like, slow your roll. We need a new bridge. It just it and you know, from there fights ensue and the bickering and the back and forth, and we end up remaining on square one rather than moving forward. Hey, we got less than 2 minutes before we get chatted here this morning. I got to spend those 2 minutes talking about what's coming up later on this week. Mentioned at the very beginning of the interview, your first day on the job falls on a very busy week. Free Enterprise Awards coming your way Thursday. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so we're really excited. We've got the Free Enterprise Awards. We call it Business in Boots. Thursday starts at 6:30, presented by Business One Bank. We are going to be honoring a record 88 term champions this year. And so we've also got 75 session champions. And so starts at 6:30 with our award ceremony. We've also we're going to be honoring some of our member companies in addition to our legislative allies. And so, Brian, I hope to see you there. By now, I know we've been talking about it for a little over a month now with you. You should have had time to go out and buy your Pearl Snap shirt and your cowboy boots. It's going to be a great time. It's just a good event to honor some of our champions, not only in the legislature, but business champions across the state in a laid-back, fun manner with a great band. And so hope to see everybody there. There's still tickets available. You can go to lobby.org, get your ticket. Come out and have a good time and fellowship with folks from all across the state.
Pearl Snap shirt. Like Mary Beth was trying to push me towards a bolo tie last week. I'm a be there. Don't get me wrong. I'm a be there. I just don't know how urban cowboy I'm going to look when I get there. He's Will Green, the new president and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Man, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. I'm going to let you go find the coffee maker.
I appreciate it, Brian.